I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're exploring the five most popular songs in the Billboard magazine Hot 100 Pop Singles chart for the week ending August 3rd, 2013. This week, I'll take a look at performers who also write and produce their own music. And we'll start in fifth place, where Bruno Mars jumps two slots with Treasure. Bruno got his start writing hits for others. Details are on the way. Bruno Mars jumps two slots to number five with Treasure, the third single from his sophomore album Unorthodox Jukebox. Aside from being a dynamic performer, Bruno's also a member of the songwriting production trio The Smeezingtons. Along with Philip Lawrence and Ari Levine, Bruno crafted hits for other stars before becoming one himself. The Smeezingtons have written for Sugar Babes, Flo Rida, Far East Movement, and many other top acts. When it comes to production expertise, Pharrell Williams ranks among the best. We'll look at his illustrious history after Get Lucky, this week falling two slots to fourth place. She's up all night till the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky. We're up all night till the sun. We're up all night to get some. We're up all night for good fun. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. Daft Punk and Pharrell Williams fall two slots to fourth place with Get Lucky. Pharrell and Chad Hugo make up the songwriting production duo The Neptunes, and their string of hits stretches back to the late 1990s. They worked with so many stars that in 2009, the editors at Billboard ranked them number one in the list of the decade's top 10 producers. Imagine Dragons made an interesting production choice when making its latest single, Radioactive. I'll name names right after the song. I'm waking up, I feel it in my bones. Enough to make my system flow. Welcome to the new age, to the new age. Welcome to the new age, to the new age. Imagine Dragons rises a notch to third place with Radioactive. Co-writing and producing this song is English native Alex Da Kid Grant. A professional footballer before turning to music, Alex produced Eminem and Rihanna's massive hit, Love the Way You Lie. He also worked with B.O.B., Diddy, and Nicki Minaj while executive producing Imagine Dragons' Night Visions album. Miley Cyrus had a hand in writing her latest song, which could become her first number one hit. Jumping a slot to second place here is We Can't Stop. Miley Cyrus equals her best Hot 100 showing to date as We Can't Stop jumps a notch to second place. 4 years ago, Party in the USA also made it to number two. Well, this week, Robin Thicke released his sixth album, Blurred Lines, and it's already gone to number one in a major international market. Details are on the way after the title song. Robin Thicke now has the longest-running number one pop single of 2013 as Blurred Lines, featuring T.I. and Pharrell, spends a seventh week at the top. Robin's sixth album, also titled Blurred Lines, just debuted at number one on the U.K. pop chart, in the process dethroning Jay-Z. That's it for now, but a new lineup awaits you next week. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.